We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you're just joining us here into the third hour, as usual tonight, it is Ian here.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And we have been talking about ownership and what it means, because I think there are different, we're talking about kind of slightly different types of ownership here. Obviously, owning a laptop is not the same as owning a dog, is not the same as owning a child, is not the same as owning a partner. I don't like the idea that one could even own a partner, but that's what you're defending here tonight, Michelle, saying that when you're in a committed relationship with somebody, you believe that you're owned by that other person. And I think that's one of the big points of disagreement between all of us on this program tonight.
Okay, well, could we agree that when I'm in a relationship with someone, he owns me and I own him? But you two don't have to be involved in that relationship.
You guys can play whatever weird game
right.
if you want to in your relationship.
This is not a dressing up game.
And that's fine. You could do master and servant mm-hmm. or fireman and damsel in distress. Whatever it is that you want to do.
Doctor.
Look at Ian. He's so adventurous.
Doctor.
So, were you going to make a point, Mark, on that?
I just say that you could do whatever you want.
Like there are people on the chat for Free Talk Live that are offering for me to own them right now.
I bet they are.
They should call in.
It's fine if you want to.
There's this thing on it. I can't remember which channel it is. It might be National Geographic, where it's called Taboos. It's a radio. It's a television program that I think the one most recent one is people that are in love with objects. There's this woman kissing a wall. There's a guy who likes to dress up in diapers and act like a baby. So anybody can do whatever they want.
No, I'm not into like weird stuff like that.
Wait a minute. All right. So Zeus, one of our producers, the deep voice guy here over at LRN.FM, he had this to say. If she were owned, she wouldn't have the choice not to be with him. Property doesn't get to decide. The owner does.
Well, he better take really good care of me then, huh?
What do you mean by that?
Well, if he doesn't take good care of me, I guarantee you he's not going to want to keep me around very long. I start malfunctioning.
But you would be able to choose to leave at any point because you ultimately own yourself. You can
I've never left a relationship. Hmm. Nope.
Wow.
I know. Crazy, huh?
Okay.
I'm just an enigma. I've never left the relationship. And so that's that. And then as far as...
But you could if you wanted to.
But
because you own yourself. You are not
so
owned by the other
person. It's so much more fun to malfunction. And then guess what?
Sounds bad.
That's mature.
They abandon that property. Quick.
I see where you're coming from, and that's a very interesting counterpoint, Michelle. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to your phone calls here. I actually want to talk more about rights and privileges in a little bit, but we've got people who've got things to say. So let's go to the phone, stay on the phone, talk to Dave listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave in Indy, going once. Dave in Indianapolis, going twice. Let's try Michael in Portsmouth, Virginia, listening to WTAR. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi,
hey,
Michelle,
Michael.
Mark, and you yourself.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. I want to talk about multiple ownership. Let's move away from relationships just to something a little bit less tension-forming.
Okay.
Let's talk about ownership of your home. How many entities own your home? How many entities defend your home and, to some extent, profit from your home and have a right to decide what happens to your home?
Just me.
How about, let me see.
You're married. In a theoretical world where I actually own my home and the government didn't actually own it in point of fact, but...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's you, it's your spouse, it's your kids, it's your, even your annoying neighbor, it's also the local government, the state government, the federal government, even to some extent, Al-Qaeda has some level of ownership of your home.
What does Al-Qaeda have it? I'd love to hear this parallel.
If they decide to bomb it, then they've claimed some level of ownership of your home.
They've made a claim. I'd say that they're at that point they would owe me for a house and to rebuild it. So
good luck getting it.
Okay, well let me, now that I've taken it to there, and by the way, that's to my way, that supports libertarian property taxes over and above income taxes anyhow, not to say that it supports taxes, but anyhow. But now, in line with that, I kind of agree with Michelle in that I have partial ownership of myself and my wife and my kids, and they have partial ownership of me. Sometimes they determine what happens to me or what I do.
Well, I'd like to hear a rebuttal on that. Like, why exactly? Why do you? I mean, my wife can tell me what to do, and she does a lot. But I do it because
you equate ownership with authoritarianism.
No, I equate ownership with control. I can choose whether or not to do what she says, because if I don't like what she says or I don't like what she does, I have the ultimate yes or no.
Right.
And that means I get to say. If she says, you're out there and mow the lawn and I don't like her tone, I can get in the car and drive away.
Are you the head of your house?
We don't have a head of the house. We've talked about this kind of thing, and she says that I'm the president and she's the Congress. And the Congress, by the way, holds the purse. I just make the speeches. That's really it.
Michael, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not quite done because I wanted to take a couple of other notes to that. Can I?
Go for it.
All right. If there is multiple ownership, then every act is an act of claiming ownership to some extent and an act of government. And every act, therefore, you can act like an evil government if, for example, you decide to rob a bank or whatever, but also in your lesser acts. If you decide to snap at a person, to some extent, you're decreasing other people's freedom and you're acting like an evil government.
What are you referring to? I'm sorry, I missed the first point, the first part of the
lesson. Every
lessons.
Act is an act of claiming ownership and therefore is also an act of governance over other people.
Every act is an act of claiming ownership. That's a pretty broad statement. I'm not sure I quite understand it.
Okay. Let's take the easy to recognize. If you go to, say, stick up a convenience store, okay?
Yep.
You are claiming some level of ownership over what belongs to other people and therefore over other people, and you're acting to decrease
their
freedom.
No, I'm negotiating in exchange for what it is that I want in that store. I'm negotiating.
Slurpee. I love those.
Well, and similarly, Michelle, you're also negotiating during your relationship as well. And thanks, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259.
Please call back. I found that very interesting.
Well, not tonight. We only allow one call per night. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We want to make sure that the reason we have that rule is to make room for different people that want to get on the air and share their thoughts. But no, I don't own the gas station, and I don't own the gas in that pump until I pay for it.
Right. They welcome me on their property in order to get me to buy their stuff. It's hard to sell gas when you have to, shoot it from the pump to the street.
Yeah. So, exactly. So you're a guest on their property, and because you're a guest on their property, you've agreed to whatever rules they have set for you. So, like, not smoking a cigarette by the gas pump, that would be a good idea.
The government sets that rule.
I don't know about that, Mark. I think that as a gas station owner, I would want to have that rule.
You may very well. I'm just saying.
So, no smoking cigarettes by the gas pump, and that's a reasonable rule, and I agree to that when I go to that that station. That doesn't mean the station owns me in that way, because I've chosen to agree to that. I've chosen to do all those things, and the station owner has chosen to offer his gasoline and his convenience items for sale to me. So, no, in no way, shape, or form are you, like, always claiming ownership on things or whatever. That's certainly, I don't agree with at all. But one other point on rights and privileges here, let's make a distinction. Rights are an idea that are good. It's a good idea. It's an idea that humans should share. Unfortunately, not all of them do. The people calling themselves government frequently do not share the same ideas of rights as the rest of us, because they're constantly in the process of violating them, which proves, of course, that they don't actually exist and they're just an idea. But they're a good idea and one that helps humans interact in the most effective manner with one another. And the idea behind rights is that you have them because you're a human being. Whereas privileges are things that are granted to you because you have begged typically for permission, because you have supplicated yourself to somebody who claims to be an authority with the ability to grant you such a privilege. So there's a big
right.
difference.
Voting is a privilege. It's not a right.
Yeah, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. I tried telling them I had a right to vote once, and they didn't allow me to. It's Free Talk Live.
Amdro Amplop presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And, of course, we invite you to our website where you can get news updates about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email. You can do Twitter or Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for any one or more than one of those if you'd like. It's all free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We will be there, at least Mark and myself, Michelle. Tisk, tisk. Porkfest.com. You've got something else to do, unfortunately. Porkfest.com is where you can go to get registered. It is not too late. There are still some camping sites available. I think the hotel's been long sold out. The actual camping sites with electricity are sold out now, from what I understand. But it's still not too late to get on board with this. It's only $30 for the early bird, or excuse me, not early bird, but regular registration fee, plus whatever the cost of camping is on top of that. If you really must be in a hotel, there are probably still some other hotels in the area at which you could stay. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about this event. It's going to be a week-long excursion into the woods in New Hampshire, Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Incredible location. But the best part about being there is that you're around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that get it about the ideas of freedom, and they'll end up having long conversations with you about things like ownership and rights and kind of the subtle aspects of the ideas of liberty. But they already get the basics and the real concepts of liberty to start. So that makes for interesting relationships. It makes for interesting conversations and lots of like adult parties. That's going to be happening. Musical performances, karaoke, soapbox idol, which is this like rant competition where people get up on stage and they rant
Catherine
for 3 minutes.
Catherine Fleisch won the last one, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you can go to porkfest.com, use our discount code to save 20%, which the code is Free Talk Live without any spaces. That's Free Talk Live. Save yourself 20%. And we'll see you June 20th through the 26th at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Looking forward to broadcasting live, by the way, from that particular event. So we're going to continue taking your phone calls here as we are discussing the idea of ownership and what it means in the context of a relationship. And Michelle is pushing for this idea that people in a committed
for
relationship
myself.
That you believe that you're owned by the person with whom you are in a relationship, and conversely, you also believe that you own that person. But of course, as you pointed out, you've had relationships broken off before in that you did not break them off, but the other person did. So
right.
Clearly you did not own them in that instance. Right? They made the statement that you don't own me because I'm out of here. They left.
Okay. Since we are all comfortable talking about animals, and no, I do not think I'm a dog. Whatever. So before someone, I'll save someone, you know, the trouble of, you know, writing to me and telling me that I'm above an animal. But if you had a dog and you loved that dog and you cared for that dog, then you revolve your vacations around that dog. You revolve your life around that dog. Mm-hmm. You are faithful when that dog is barking in the middle of the night to get up and take care of the dog. If the dog is hurt, you care for it. You exercise stewardship over this dog.
Mm-hmm.
If and the dog, you know, is there to bring you your paper and sit at your feet and even when you're in a bad mood and you yell at the dog, it still loves you. Okay, so if you stop caring for that dog and the dog left, you know, and, mm-hmm. and ran away, then I would say I don't know how I've quite frankly never known of dogs to run away. Actually, they kind of stay and get abused, quite frankly.
Well, some dogs do run away. But
yeah.
But if the dog runs away, and let's just say you are taking care of the dog. Let's mm-hmm. say you're taking great care of the dog. But the dog is one of those kind of dogs that just likes to escape and go run away and go and do whatever
it happens.
It wants to do. Those dogs do exist. And you go and you find the dog. You get in your car and you drive down the street and you're looking for the dog. And you find the dog and the dog's running away from you. And you get out of the car and you go and grab the dog and you put it back in the car. You own that dog. You have the ability to retrieve that dog upon its escape from your compound, if you will, from your prison, your home.
Of me running away and my man like run after me and throw me over his shoulder going, I don't think so.
But you can't do that. Like with the guys that have broken up with you, Michelle,
yeah.
as you say, you've never broken up with someone. They've always broken up with you. With yeah. the guys that have broken up with you, you can't just go after them and take them back because you don't and you never did actually own them, despite whatever you want to call mm-hmm. the kind of relationship that you have. For instance, when you and I went clothes shopping, we're not in a relationship beyond being friends.
That's really great that you caught you. put that in the show.
So, right, when we went clothes, you took me clothes shopping, mm-hmm. and, you know, you gave me your advice on what you thought that you thought looked good.
And I appreciate right about everything, huh?
It's all good, yeah. I like the advice. Mark was a little unsure about the Johnny Cash look, but
too
I went
much black
with it.
The new man in black.
But I went with it for that. Because,
right.
you
want something that's
it.
Slimming for a guy who weighs 130 pounds is 6'2".
I'm getting up toward 140, Mark. I put a little weight on over the wintertime. I know you can't see it, though. But anyway, so I made the choice to accept your opinions, to accept your suggestions. But at any time, I could have said, no. You know, I could have said, no, not that. That doesn't, I don't like the way this looks. Because ultimately, I do choose to accept or deny whatever it is that you're offering. Mm-hmm. And that choice is constantly being made in a relationship, uh-huh. you know, on a daily basis for folks, whether it's being made explicitly or not.
Do you think it's possible for you to suspend all of those no's?
I'm not sure I understand your
question. Is it possible for you to suspend your nay answer? Would it be possible for you to say for...
Whatever you say goes, Michelle. Certainly, yeah. That's completely possible. But I am choosing still to make that.
Well,
to,
I would
to
be
that.
Choosing to be in this relationship.
What's that?
I would be choosing to be in the said relationship.
Yeah. But you're still never owned because you always have the choice to opt out.
You just like this whole playing master servant
yeah.
thing.
Which is fine, you know. Somebody's going to be into that.
It's awesome, you know.
Somebody's listening to this saying,
if you
want to
borrow my fireman helmet for, you know, some
I
kind
love
of
the
extracurricular
fact that
activity.
There are blinking lights and we've had lots of calls.
Somebody is listening to this saying, I have got to go to Pork Fest. Oh, darn, Michelle's not going to be there. All right, so let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Allie is listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello?
Hey, Allie, you're on the air.
Hey. I'm really excited that you guys got to this point in the conversation because it goes along perfectly with what I was going to say. I was just going to ask you guys a question. Do you think, obviously, or I think we all agree that it's not legitimate for a person or a group to forcefully claim ownership over someone who's not voluntarily choosing to go into this contract, but if you do claim self-ownership and you know, have responsibility for yourself and you do own yourself, then can you legitimately go into a contract in which you sort of sign yourself into slavery? Like,
I
could
think
I,
you can.
I'll
tell you, Allie, this is a volatile,
you can be owned, Ian.
Indentured servitude. I think you can become an indentured
servant. It's a volatile question,
heck?
And
How
I think it's a
that
great one.
How is any different than what I'm saying?
Well, let's come back and talk about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231.
You, Allie.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. More with Allie. And talk about indentured servitude here in a moment. Also, take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And you can listen in online at freetalklive.com. Actually, go to listen.freetalklive.com for access to our live streams, both broadband and dial-up versions available around the clock. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing there. Plus, our 96 great radio stations from coast to coast that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. Just got an agreement from a new station today, as a matter of fact.
Yay!
I can't say where quite yet. It's going to be probably a couple months before they can come on, because things kind of tend to move slow, and they've got to wait for a contract to run out, and then they can put Free Talk Live on. But coming soon, we're going to have a new FM talk station in Alabama, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That is exciting.
Yeah, that's about all I can say there. So, you can also learn about our great stations, our satellite listening options, including XM and our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Allie is with us here listening in Alabama. Allie, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yay.
Yes, well, Allie, I appreciate you speaking up because, you know, now Ian is like, you know, changing his mind a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sensing a little inconsistency because, like, I understand the whole idea. I don't like the idea of these, not talking about you, Michelle, necessarily, but women who are sort of, you know, oh, well, my dad owns me, and then, you know, when I find my husband, that is going to be the man that owns me next. And they're constantly, you know, a woman feeling like she should be owned by a man. But I think it's her right to do that if she chooses. But, you know, I'm not interested in that kind of relationship. And I think you can choose to have a relationship in which, you know, no, you do not control my actions. You know, I might have a contract with you, you know, maybe just like an understanding between me and my partner that's, you know, you're not going to go sleep with someone else, and know, you will not disrespect me or I might leave. And it's under the pretense that I might leave, but I think you could be, I mean, for some people, that's what marriage is like, no, like we own one another and we will not leave each other no matter what. And
you report your whereabouts on a regular basis and things like that. I find that, if it, in some circumstances, I find it kind of creepy.
Don't you have to call your wife after the show if you aren't home yet?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
and he doesn't
go to
karaoke with us, and he doesn't go out and get a drink with us.
And look, my wife has to stay home and take and keep an eye on Jack. And, she thinks
she could leave.
She could leave Jack at the house?
Sure.
It'd be a real problem.
I think
let's
get back into the conversation about indentured servitude and whether or not you could actually sign away your right to own yourself. I think that if you have the right to own yourself, then yeah, you can sign that away. And Michelle, maybe what you need is a more explicit agreement to where you make it clear that the man cannot leave. Because these guys keep leaving. These guys keep... Say what, Ellie?
Well, they typically don't leave until I want them to go.
I see what you mean.
I said she should get it in writing.
Right, that's kind of what I mean. It's like, for instance, we've talked about in the past how the idea of debtor's prisons isn't such a terrible concept in that if, for instance, you are somebody who's got bad credit, you could go into...
Incredibly bad credit.
Right, like really bad credit to the point where the bank's not willing to give you any kind of loan unless you're willing to sign an indentured servitude contract where, all right, we're going to give you this credit, we'll extend this credit to you, but if you don't pay back as you say you're going to pay back, then we will own you to the point where you've come through on your contract. You should have the ability to consent into an agreement like that if you actually do own yourself. So the ability to own yourself should mean that ultimately you can sign away ownership
of yourself.
But how
can you sign away future volition is kind of what I always – the problem I have with that idea. And I tend to kind of agree. I'm not saying I totally disagree with you.
You like it. It's sexy, isn't it?
But all
what are you talking about, future volition?
But most relationships don't take it to that kind of a detailed contractual ownership. And you haven't gone there either, really, Michelle. Would you go there? Would you go to the point of actually signing an agreement to say, that you are owned by this person and vice versa? Because in that case, then I think you would be able to own somebody like that.
I've signed...
huge responsibility.
I've signed contracts for employment that restrict my behavior in certain ways. I've never signed a non-compete, but people have tried to get me to sign non-competes. Yeah. But some contracts have had different provisions, and I had one contract, as a matter of fact, where they weren't allowed to play Dylan in the office. And
Bob Dylan?
Yeah. Yes,
Bob Dylan.
Okay. It's awful, awful stuff. It enrages
ridiculous.
Me to hear it.
Well, is it his voice?
I know supposedly he's one of the great songwriters of the 20th century, whatever. I can't
stand
him. But you can write whatever you want into a contract, and they were able to go for that. By the way, there was Dylan played one time in the office, and I went and demanded.
I've had enough.
I didn't do that.
Allie, other thoughts?
I think that's it.
Great. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Bill, listening in Iowa. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Bill in Iowa, going once. I hear something.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to, actually, I happened to be in on the same conversation on Facebook that Michelle was on. I want to put a quick coda on a conversation you were having with a female caller a little bit back, Michelle. If you come to Iowa... I absolutely guarantee that you can get a date.
With you, Bill?
So, yeah, if she wants at least one, she can have one with me. So just so that we're aware of that.
What a guy.
Well, he's not going out of a limb here. Michelle's a beautiful woman.
Yes, I recognize I'm not
being
remote.
Obviously,
ample. Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
And... Anyway, with respect to children and ownership and when they get rights, I am absolutely of the opinion that I have two children, two girls that are 15 and 17, both in high school. I'm absolutely of the opinion and have been since shortly after they arrived home from the hospital that I absolutely own them. And it took no more than about the third 2 a.m. feeding to demonstrate to that to me.
It sounds like
nobody
they own you if you have to get up and feed them.
No, because it's the it's part of the ownership deal. If you have children, part of the ownership deal is a boatload of responsibility. In fact, your responsibility for the next 18 to 20 years is primarily to do nothing but produce human beings, rational human beings who can live in the world on their own without you.
Well, I think that one of the problems here with the idea that you own a teenager is the implementation of that ownership. It's got to be very difficult to do such a thing. If a 14 or 15 or 16-year-old wants to pack up and leave, what can you really do about it?
Well, that's what I mean about what I mean about when they get rights.
Okay.
And what I mean by this is just in terms of being a parent, and I'm not done with it by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm just now becoming aware of that. I'm not done with it, but I can give you sort of a small example that scales. If you have a 3-year-old and they start running over and they try to touch the oven while it's on. You don't just sit there and let the kid try to touch the oven.
Nope.
You stop him.
I'll initiate force on his little butt.
Yeah, exactly.
Spank him?
No.
No,
just
his little butt, so okay.
They get the right to fool with the oven unattended when they have proved to me, their owner, that they can do it. And that scales with any decision whatsoever throughout a child's life. You get the right to drive by yourself at night when you've proved to me that you can do it. You get the right to go out on dates when you've proved to me that you can make the appropriate decisions on
dating. Those would be privileges, not rights, because you, if you have the ability to grant those things, you would be granting privileges.
I think what you own
because
is
you
the
own
place
them.
Where they live. And if they choose to want to live in that place, then they have to follow the rules, and the rules will relax as time goes by, is
good.
The way I see it.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We'll try to get your thoughts in here if you want to get on the lines in these remaining moments, which are coming up. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Hello, it's Jermaine. Maybe enough time for your call and your thoughts, but if you're not on hold already, you're probably SOL for tonight. We'll be back, though, tomorrow night. You can always join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We do this show live 6 nights a week. And actually, we've got a Sunday show, which is not heard on most local radio stations because it's kind of the farm team show for Free Talk Live. We bring our third hosts in and give them the first microphone and let them put on their own version of Free Talk Live, and they're having a lot of fun with it, so you can listen to that online only at freetalklive.com on Sunday nights. So you can continue here, or rather you can bring up whatever you want. It doesn't have to be on the issue of self-ownership, although that certainly has been where things have been focused here tonight. Let's talk to Paul, listening in Indy, the WXNT. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Yeah, the callers earlier, there was a guy from Iowa right before the break, and then I believe Allie, and I'm new to the show, so I think it's Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Michelle's on the air with us, yep.
Yeah. The idea of being able to sign away your rights, even if you call it indentured servitude, I don't think it holds water, because if you believe in self-ownership, and I do, and I believe that we have that because we're human beings, we have free will. You can, out of your free will, give up your ownership to somebody else for a limited time, but they can never take away your free will.
That's true.
So you can decide at any time, you no longer own me, which is maybe why guys keep leaving, Michelle, to be mean about it, but you can't, if you own something or someone, if you could, they couldn't decide you no longer own me. And since we have free will and you can always decide that, there's no way, even voluntarily, to forever give up your self-ownership.
So is there no way to do involuntary, a sort of voluntary servitude situation? Say a person with bad credit wants to get a loan. The only way they can secure that loan, because they've done so poorly paying things back in the past, is to guarantee to the bank that they will, go into some kind of indentured servitude arrangement for them. They need the loan so badly. Is there no way that they could do that?
They can go into the contract, but they can always decide, nope, this is not what I wanted, and break the contract.
And then what? Then why would the bank go into that arrangement? The contract could say that you can forcibly hold me in a place and make me turn big rocks into little rocks, or whatever it is that they do.
Well, in the beginning of our country, and even in places now, we had slavery. But even those slaves who were considered property could decide that they own themselves and disobey. It may mean they're
absolutely. No doubt. So, I agree with you. Ultimately, you still do have control over your ability to honor your agreements, But I think that you can get pretty darn close to having someone else own you through a contractual agreement. I mean, that if you are, if you've got some sort of ankle monitor thing on, like in what's it, The Running Man, where if they cross through the, you know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, if they cross through this certain little threshold, that their bodies will explode or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you've got one of these little anklet things on you or these neck braces on, and they have total control over where you can go and all of that. I mean, you're pretty well owned. But yeah, you're right. You can still say
except you can still refuse to go along. Except I can decide with that little bracelet around my neck that I'm going to destroy your property.
That's true. You can decide to run through the fence and explode yourself.
So you still, through free will, ultimately own yourself. Because you're the only one that owns your actions.
Michelle, what do you think of this? She's grinning over here. What?
Well, I mean, I just find it so interesting that people are so threatened by the idea of what I do within my own personal romantic relationship.
I don't think they're threatened by that.
That's your life. I'm just telling you that it's a decision you made, not that somebody else made.
I think Michelle agrees. I mean, you did make that decision.
Absolutely.
But you're not willing to rescind it. You're saying once you make that decision, you are not willing to rescind it. Like, nothing could change your mind about that decision.
You know, nothing has changed my mind. I mean, like, I have.
So those guys that you say that owned you, they still own you even though they left?
I made them so friggin' miserable that they were happy to abdicate ownership of me, yeah.
I don't know why that's a victory, by the way.
Well, because ultimately she owns herself. She chose to make them miserable. She chose to do certain things that would have resulted in other consequences happening. And, again, you're proving that you owned yourself the whole time, Michelle.
Okay, so can you simultaneously own yourself and be owned by another?
I don't.
I think that a person can stake a claim, but I don't think that it's truly valid.
Interesting discussion. Thanks, Paul, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as we continue here with Johnson on the Amp Lines in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to mention that there's a term in real estate called interest, and having interest in a property. Mm. And just because you have interest in the property does not confer ownership. So I would call a situation like a relationship where one party would have interest in the other party in the relationship, and that would not confer ownership.
I agree with that entirely. I think that that's a very good explanation. What about children, Johnson?
I would say that it's similar. I don't know. I was having this discussion actually just the other night, I don't really know exactly where I stand because I kind of feel like I like the idea of children being property, and I actually think that this should apply on a bigger scale to all life forms, that that they can be property until they have reached the sentient age of where they can say, oh, I'm not property. You know, in other words, when they get to the point of where they can say, I'm my own person, you don't own me.
Well, the way I see it with my son, and he's three, and you know, it's a lot like having a very clever pet, at that age. You know, that's just the long and the short of it. The way I see it is I own the house in which he chooses to abide. And he could, I suppose, strike out on his own. I'm going to keep trying to bring him back.
He has, actually. He has run down the driveway at one point.
Yeah, and I ran right after his butt.
Because you own him. You act like you own him. Otherwise, you would just be like, all right, Jack, see you later.
He doesn't know what that road out there is all about. And that's why I feel like, you know, I'm the steward of this this little guy, but you know, I'd be happy to give him his own tent in the yard if he wants to be king of his own domain. He's just not prepared to make that decision, and he's going to want milk, and he's going to want to talk to mommy, and he's going to want his puzzles, which I bought, and all the things that he thinks are so interesting that really go on in the house. So, you know, in that process, he has to deal with me, wanting to change his diaper when it's time to change his diaper. He has to deal with. That's pretty much the only thing he doesn't like. So, sometimes he doesn't get the food that he wants to eat, but that's really about it.
Johnson?
I think that the other thing that I need to mention in this is that I think a lot of people also confuse rights when discussing rights. I know that was mentioned a lot as to how, like, who has what rights. And people confuse, like, human rights and civil rights, and you've got legal rights. And it's interesting because not all those terms are equivalent.
No, they're not. And, well, in fact, the terms, I think, in most of those cases, the term rights is being used inappropriately. By my definition of what rights are, and those are things that are inherent in being a human being, whereas civil so-called rights are really just – that's just another term for privileges.
Right, and that would be, I guess, I mean, would you say you're discussing inalienable rights?
I think the idea of rights is that they should be inalienable, but clearly we know that they aren't because they're just ideas and human beings violate them.
As opposed to inherent principles, you know, that are – I think the difference is rights are something that's granted to you rather than...
No, rights aren't granted. Privileges are granted
okay,
to
okay,
you.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I just thought you were saying that backwards. Okay, great.
Like, I wouldn't have a problem with saying something like, health care is a human right, but I would not say that it's an inalienable right. And I think that...
But it's not a right. You don't have a right to health care because if you are on an island...
If you define health care, right. That's how you define it. You have the right to care for your own health.
I agree with you on that because I don't think that you should have the right to someone else's labor.
Right.
But again, it depends on... The confusion comes in as to how people are defining rights and what sort of, like, school of thought that they are in. You know, I think...
Right, usually it's just that they're not... correct. Frequently people are misdefining rights, and it's because they've been indoctrinated by these government school systems to believe rights are one thing when, in point of fact, they should be something else. But we're out of time for you, Johnson. Thanks for the call. We've got to get Tarek in here in Dunbar listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Tarek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Tariq.
Tariq.
Yeah, I had a question. Like, the guy before, I kind of tend to agree with him, the idea that you can't, like, sell yourself into slavery. But I kind of disagree with his logic, with the idea with free will, because... Just because you have free will doesn't mean that you have, you know, the right to go steal something, you know, like theft. You know, like if I break in your house and steal your TV, just because it becomes my property doesn't mean it's right, you know.
Yeah. You really don't develop a legitimate property right by stealing something.
Well, one thing I think we can say that we've determined tonight is that people disagree on this subject. Thank you for the call tonight. They're all over the place, even within the show here. We'll see you online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.